ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question.Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Good morning. The time is currently 11:45 a.m. This is an announcement for all passengers on flight 22B to Los Angeles. This flight is delayed by approximately 2 hours.This is due to the late arrival of the aircraft from its previous flight. The flight is now scheduled to depart at 2:30 p.m. instead of the original time of 12:30 p.m. Boarding will begin 40 minutes before takeoff at 1:50 p.m. We apologize for the inconvenience to passengers.
Question 49. What time will the flight leave?Listening 2.
Danny, I think that I've lost my credit card.
When did you last see it or use it?
Well, let me think. I know I didn't use it on Wednesday because I paid for my lunch with cash. I do remember using it on Tuesday to buy my smartwatch downtown. And, oh yes, I also used it on Monday to buy some books online. Let's see, I only really noticed it was missing earlier this afternoon when I tried to pay for those new tires for the car.
Right.Well, you really should get in touch with the bank to report it as missing. Today's Friday, and the banks will be closed tomorrow.
Yes, you're probably right.
Question 50. On what day did the woman last use her credit card? Listening 3.
I'm starving. Let's grab some dinner.I've seen a lot of restaurants nearby. What are the prices like?
Most of the pizza and hot dog places are pretty affordable. You can get a full meal for about $10. The taco places are a little more, around $20. There's a nice Chinese buffet restaurant that's maybe $30. The steakhouses are the pricey ones. You're looking at $50 per person there.
Okay, good to know. I'm leaning toward something casual. Let's go eat some tacos.
Perfect choice.There's a place just down the street. You'll love it.
Question 51. About how much will the woman have to pay for her meal? Listening 4.
Keiko, could you take the dog for a walk? He hasn't been outside all day, but I'm heading to the grocery store right now.
Sure, Dan. I'll take him down to the park. He loves it there.
Well, it might still be muddy from the rainstorm. Why don't you take him to that empty parking lot next to the convenience store? I took him there to run around last weekend.
Sometimes there's old candy wrappers on the ground. He tries to eat them.
Then that's no good. Maybe just walk him around the school a few times. Or I can do it when I get home later.
No, I'm free. I'll take him for a walk right now.
Thanks. Don't forget the treats.
Question 52. Where is the man going now? Listening 5.
I'm glad it's Friday. I've had a really busy week.
Do you want to go to the park this weekend?
Sure. I could use some fresh air.
Tomorrow's forecast says it'll be sunny, but windy later in the day. Sunday might be cloudy with some rain.
I hate the wind. It messes up my hair.
So Sunday? But Sunday's weather is not perfect either. Looks like the rain might start in the afternoon.
Could we go early Sunday, before the rain?
Maybe. But if we're out in the park when it starts, we could get soaked.
True. I don't want to take that chance.
It'll be warmer tomorrow morning, before the wind picks up in the afternoon.
Let's go before it gets too windy. We'd better go to the supermarket to pick up something for a picnic.
Good idea.
Question 53. When will the man and woman go to the park? Listening 6.
Say, Jamie, are you still looking to rent a new apartment sometime soon?
I really want to, but it's discouraging. Places get taken as soon as they're advertised. I don't need much, to be honest. I just need something clean and in good condition, someplace a bit closer to the station.
It must be tough right now. University is going to start soon, so lots of people are moving in.
Exactly. I keep visiting places, but I'm always too late. Even the expensive ones are getting taken.
Yeah, it was tough for me when I got my place, too. I hope you find something soon.
Question 54. What does the woman say about renting apartments?
パート B、リスニング7から8では、英語を聞いて、印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを、A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が3つ、リスニング8には問題が3つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Pardon me, I have a connecting flight in Vancouver, but according to the in-flight announcement that was made earlier, our departure from Tokyo will be delayed. I'm concerned that I might miss my connecting flight. How long is the delay?
Your flight has been delayed for 50 minutes, ma'am. Now the arrival time is expected to be 9:40 a.m. What time is your connecting flight?
It's from 11:20 a.m.
That'll give you an hour and 40 minutes. Where are you flying to?
Toronto. I was expecting to have at least 2 hours to transfer in Vancouver. Do you think I'll still be able to make the boarding time?
Well, usually an hour is enough time, but lines at passport control can sometimes be pretty long. You can explain your situation to the assistants there, and they can probably get you through faster. If it helps, you can request to get off this plane as a priority transfer passenger to save some time.
I would appreciate that. Thanks.
Sure. I'll handle that for you. It would be helpful to have your carry-on luggage ready to exit the plane as soon as possible after we land. I'm sorry for this delay.
Oh, that's fine. It's not your fault. By the way, do I have to go through passport control at Vancouver, or can I do that in Toronto to save time? This is my first time traveling overseas, so I don't really know the process.
Vancouver. That's your first point of entry in Canada.
Got it.
After that, you'll then have to pick up your checked luggage and have it rechecked for your next destination. It shouldn't take you more than 20 minutes to do that.
Oh, that doesn't give me much time, does it?
No, but we'll do what we can to help you. If for any reason you can't make your next flight, you can get help at the airport to rebook on the next available flight. You can just tell them that this international flight from Tokyo was delayed.
Okay, thanks for your help.
My pleasure.
Listening 8.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Ken Reed. Well, it's ski season again. Unfortunately, though, times are tough in the ski industry these days. To tell us all about that, we have Marketing Manager Kelly McBroom from the Big White Ski Resort in the studio today. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thanks, Ken.
So, what's been going on at Big White these days?
Well, we're facing some tough numbers. Every 5 years, we get data from the Department of Leisure. They published a report 5 years ago, in 2020, showing that the population of skiers and snowboarders was 8 million then. We found out in their 2025 report that this population has now shrunk to 5 million, which is just one quarter of its peak of 20 million just 25 years ago. The report also said that we'll see the population fall to 4 million over the next few years. Just like other ski resorts across the country, we had assumed that the numbers in the 2020 report would be the same this season. Unfortunately, that is not the case.
Those numbers must have really surprised you. So, what are you going to do to keep people on the slopes?
We had a meeting last week to discuss that. One suggestion was to reduce our one-day ski lift passes to $45. Last year, the prices for those passes were $55. We also discussed making our two-day weekend passes $75. That's down from $90 last season. For the time being, prices remain the same, but we'll vote on these new proposals at our company this week.
What other factors have been hard for your ski resort to overcome? I bet the mild climate over the past couple of years hasn't helped your profits.
You're absolutely right. In fact, some of our competitors had to close down because of low profits from the mild winters recently. We've been able to handle that by making artificial snow with our snow machines, but that has created another problem because those snow machines are expensive to fuel. Still, we have kept these costs within our budget.
Those seem like difficult obstacles to overcome. Any other challenges?
Costs associated with renovating our equipment, you know, stuff like the ski lifts and gondolas, they are what's absorbing the majority of our revenue. Advertising costs have been reasonable, but they're going up, and we may need to spend more money to attract people to our slopes. Labor wages are on the rise, too, since most workers are seasonal, and it's not easy to keep these staff members unless they are paid well. We had another competitor that temporarily closed down because they didn't have enough staff. We have managed to keep our workers, though.
It's good to hear that even with these challenges, you've managed to keep the slopes open at Big White. Thanks for the insights into the industry.
You're welcome. I hope your listeners will come to visit us this winter.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して、印刷された各文の内容が正しければ、A、true を、正しくなければ、B、false を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が5つ、リスニング10には問題が8つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a teacher explaining a homework assignment to students. Look at the 5 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
Good morning, class.Today, I'm going to tell you about your next homework assignment. Please listen carefully and write down this important information. This assignment is very simple, but you need to follow the instructions exactly. For your homework, you will write a short story. The story should be about 100 to 150 words, so it doesn't need to be very long. I want you to write about something that happened to you recently. It can be anything, a fun experience, a problem you solved, or even a normal day at school. Remember, it must be a real story from your own life, nothing made up. First, I want you to start your story with an introduction. In the introduction, tell us when and where the story happened. Next, write what happened in your story. Use the past tense because you are talking about something that already happened. Try to give some details. For example, if you went to the park, tell us what you did there, who was with you, and how you felt. Finally, end your story with a conclusion. Tell us how the story finished. Did something funny or surprising happen? Did you learn something new? Try to make the ending interesting. Now listen carefully. Eventually, you will have to type up your story, but for now, you need to write it in your notebook, and it must be ready by next Monday. That gives you 5 days to work on it. Please check your spelling and grammar before you give it to me. You can use a dictionary or ask a friend if you need help. Also, remember the word count. If your story is too long, you need to make it shorter. And if it's too short, try to add more details. That's all for your homework. Does anyone have any questions?
Listening 10. You will hear a woman named Heather and a man named Brian discussing pottery. Look at the 8 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Heather, I really like that coffee cup you gave me last week for my birthday. How did you make it?
Thanks, Brian. I learned to make pottery when I was younger.
Really? When did you start doing that?
My parents got me interested. My mom and I used to enjoy watching Dad making bowls, cups, plates, and other items out of clay when I was younger. He and my mom would then have fun selling them as a side business at a pottery shop on weekends for some extra cash.
Oh, did they teach you?
Actually, there was a local YWCA that offered pottery lessons, so my mom thought it'd be a good idea for me to learn there with other kids, since she and Dad were busy at work. I did that for a number of years. In the beginning, I was really bad at it and wanted to quit, but I had made some friends there, and that kept me going. I eventually got better at making things and enjoyed it more the longer I took lessons.
What did you make back then?
What I remember most was giving my mom a black cat, because she still shows it off to anyone who visits our house. It took a while to be able to make that. I know I made some other things, like a plate and a vase, in earlier lessons. Those weren't so good, though, and they've disappeared along with most of the other stuff I made. I did keep the good pottery I made, though.
So those YWCA lessons taught you a lot, eh?
They did. Later, I learned a lot from my father, too. He actually advised me just to keep doing it as a hobby. He didn't want me to do it full-time because of how physically demanding it is for professionals. Over the years, he's had problems with his back, wrists, and arms. Most potters do.
Anything else you learned about the pottery business from your dad?
Yeah. Contrary to his experience, he would say that most potters don't enjoy spending time selling their work, since they are artists first. But after the creation of their work, the sales part is the most important part of the job, especially for those who make it their full-time business.
Thanks. This makes me appreciate my coffee cup even more.
This is the end of the listening test.